Welcome. This is my first time I'm talking at FOSDEM. You can follow along the slides via the link. By the time this airs, I hope to be able to provide subtitles for download. The content will be close to the speaker notes you can see on the right hand or at the bottom, depending on the screen size of your machine. My name is André Jenisch. I'm working as a software engineer at Jambit, which is a medium-sized software provider in Germany. This talk has nothing to do with my company. Instead, it's something I'm really interested in myself. Since this Reveal.js presentation is pre-recorded using OBS Studios, I'm kindly asking you to ask your questions at the end. Also, it would be really great if I would be allowed to add your comments to the presentation slides afterwards. Please let me know if you are willing to opt in into that. Unless otherwise noted, the content is made available under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Today, I want to tell you something about 11D. 11D is a simpler static site generator. You will learn something about the people behind it, why it was built, where you can read more about it, what the community did with it, where you can ask questions, or how you can help. Along the way, we will see some possums. 11D's mascot is one. His name is Edison. The idea spun from James Williamson, who sadly passed away. What does 11D mean? As preparation for the talk, for this talk, I did some research. Also, I couldn't find the trivia behind it, its name. There are some interesting tidbits associated with it. The term 11D came up in Old English, around mid-19th century. It became more popular with The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. This image here is taken from a video game. Meet Zach. He's the person who created 11D. Next to static site generator, he's also interested into web fonts. You might also know him from conferences. Now, the important questions. Why a possum? I did some research actually. Here we see a baby opossum. But there are other mammals called possums, which live in Australia. I guess it's an American slang term to call them the same. Now the more important question. Why does 11D use an opossum as a mascot? The answer is 32. The real answer is it's an homage to Thug's friend. So now, before we can continue, it's worth to define what we mean by static site generator. I brought you a definition by Phil Hawksworth, who also works at Netlify, like that. Think of a static site generator as a script which takes in data, content, and templates, processes them, and outputs a folder full of all the resultant pages and assets. You will meet data, content, and templates later again. What makes 11D special? There are a lot of static site generators out there. They come in different shapes and forms. Personally, I used Jekyll, Hugo, Hexo, and Graph before. But 11D has something that makes it stand out to me. From its initial design goals, these are flexibility, betting on JavaScript, and not being a JavaScript framework. If you want to find more about Zach thought on his, check out his introduction blog post. I want to look into them in detail now. Flexibility. With 11D, you can mix and match template engines at will. Say you have a liquid template because you started off with a Jekyll. At one point, you want to benefit from some nunchuck feature. So it's easy with 11D. 11D even allows you to define a template inheritance chain between different template languages if you want. That means you can start with a liquid template, load that within a nunchuck template which gets loaded by a mustache template, for example. You're also free to choose input and output directly, or you even use 11D to transform a single file. The JavaScript ecosystem is vast, as you probably know. I ran module counts against different module repositories. NPM clocks at about 1.5 million repositories in January 2021. That's 1.5 and 5 zeros. The next largest repository is Maven for Java, which contains about 370,000 modules. So Node.js has 4 times the amount of choices than Java. That means you will likely find a library for every problem you can think of. Let's benefit from this fact. I hear your argument. This would be true for other static libraries, say Gatsby, which leads us to not being a JavaScript framework. Unlike Gatsby, Eleventy does not force you to learn a JavaScript framework. It's plain Node.js. It does not recommend or enforce certain frameworks by default. That being said, I'm aware of experiments to use it, for example, with Svelte or Vue.js. It neither forces you to use a certain template language. More about that later. Where is it used? Okay, that's all good and fine, but is it actually used? I brought you some examples.